Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kehan. Today, we'll discuss the article by Duho Kie et al. Titled, The Role of Endothelial Autocrine NRG1 ERB B4 Signaling in Cardiac Remodeling. This article was published August 4th, 2020. Joining me today are Deputy Editor Mary Lindsay, authors Vincent Seegers and Gilles Duculinard, and expert Ganesh Halade. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. In this study, the team hypothesized that neuroregulin 1, autocrine signaling by endothelial cells, regulates left ventricular remodeling. Using an endothelial cell-specific ERB B4 null model, they examined responses to pressure overload by transverse aortic constriction or by angiotensin II infusion and by myocardial infarction. Vincent, what were the major findings of your study?
In the endothelial-specific ERB4 null model, at 8 weeks after aortic bending, both the left ventricular hypertrophy and fibrosis were blunted. And similar results were seen in the angiotensin II model. Also, by RNA sequencing, we show that neuroregulin 1 controls multiple pathways in endothelial cells.
Interesting findings. Ganesh, why are these findings important? What is the impact of this study?
This study highlights the special and temporal heterogeneity of LV autocrine and paracrine responses to cardiac injury. Gels, I wanted to ask you, were you surprised the null mice had no obvious cardiac developmental issues?
Well, Ganesh, let me point out first that this model is a tamoxifen-inducible knockout model and that we treated with tamoxifen only at the age of 6 weeks. So cardiac developmental issues were not really expected.
Oh, that makes sense. And Vincent, I have a similar question for you about the MI findings. Were there no effects of the deletion on MI, or was the scope of the study primarily on the hypertrophic response?
Well, to be honest, Mary, we did not really know what to expect from the model. Neither on inflammation and fibrosis, nor on hypertrophy. Knocking out of the autocrine receptor in vivo is an experiment that is rarely performed in cardiovascular research. So we had to be very open-minded in the interpretation of the results that we obtained. And in fact, the effects went in the opposite direction of what we anticipated, which illustrates that this study was worth performing. The study also unmasked new features of autocrine signaling during cardiac remodeling in general.
To follow up on that, clinical studies show that administration of neuroregulin limits pathological remodeling in heart failure. Vincent, do you think that an overexpression strategy would reveal even more pathways involved?
Yes, absolutely. Many studies have focused on pharmacological administration of neuroregulin 1, but no studies have been performed in which ERB4 is overexpressed. We do believe that selective overexpression of the ERB4 receptor in endothelial cells or even other cell types would be a great experiment and would further contribute to the understanding of autocrine signaling in cardiac remodeling.
Gilles, why was it important to separate out paracrine and autocrine effects?
That's a very interesting question, Mary. Paracrine signaling is a pretty well-characterized phenomenon, especially for neuroregulin 1, and its effects are relatively easy to predict, as we learned before in previous studies. Autocrine signaling is a very poorly understood aspect in cardiac remodeling and in the control of cardiac function in general, so there is a clear need to explore this more deeply. In fact, based on this study, we suspect that up or downregulation of autocrine receptors can have profound effects on the availability of the related ligand for paracrine signaling. So briefly, we believe that autocrine and paracrine signaling are connected and influence each other.
Vincent, would you say that neuroregulin seems to have more effect on cardiac fibroblasts than the macrophages, or that your study focused more on aspects that are fibroblast-oriented?
Inflammation is an important mechanism in many fibrotic diseases, and strategies that target inflammation often interfere with fibrosis as well. We do have convincing data from our own lab, but also from others, that neuraglin has effects on both macrophages and fibroblasts. In the present study, we focused more on fibrosis and inflammation, but based on previous studies, we are convinced that macrophages are involved as well.
This study certainly sets up a number of future directions and future questions that could be answered from here. What are the next steps for you guys?
Well, Mary, let me answer this question. By performing this study, we now look at autocrine signaling in the myocardium in a completely different fashion. We hope that it is even inspiring for others than for us, and that it will stimulate further research towards autocrine signaling in cardiac remodeling. Of the questions that we will try to address is whether autocrine receptors in endothelial cells are dynamically regulated in the heart, and how this regulation contributes to controlling paracrine signaling.
Well, this is certainly exciting avenues for you guys to pursue. We look forward to seeing more on the progress of this project. This has been an excellent conversation. Vincent and Jill, thank you for submitting to AJP Heart and CIRC. Ganesh, thank you for sharing your expertise with us. Back to you, Kara.
Thanks for listening. Would you like to hear more? Visit the AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology homepage for our latest episodes. Thank you.